with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The White House says President Trump's meeting this week with Russian's Vladimir Putin will be a listening exercise. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Ahead of the Trump-Putin summit in Anchorage, Alaska on Friday, the White House said President Trump wants to hear the Russian leader's plan for ending the war.
This is a listening exercise for the president. Look, only one party that's involved in this war is going to be present.
On Wednesday, the president will speak with European leaders and also hold a virtual meeting with Ukrainian President Zelensky. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A legal scholar says President Trump is well within his rights to take control of law enforcement in the nation's capital. Bob Agnew reports.
Michael O'Neill with the Landmark Legal Foundation says the president has every right to federalize the D.C. police.
That's part of the statute that underlies the organization of Washington, D.C.
He says the unusual step was taken only because of an ongoing crisis.
Crime is at virtually intolerable levels.
As for those advocating statehood for the district,
Washington, D.C. is the federal district in federal territory. It was designated that in the Constitution.
O'Neill tells the Salem Radio Network it's unlikely Congress could approve a constitutional amendment to allow for D.C. statehood. Bob Agnew reporting.
U.S. inflation was unchanged in July as rising prices for some imported goods were balanced by falling gas and grocery prices. Overall prices modestly higher than a year ago. The figures suggest that slowing rent increases and cheaper gas are offsetting some impacts of President Trump's sweeping tariffs. Many businesses are also absorbing much of the cost of the duties. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 483 points. The Nasdaq rose 296. This is SRN News. World Vision wins a round in court.
The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals has ruled that the Giant Christian Relief Agency has the right to refuse to hire a woman because she was in a same-sex marriage. The law allows religious organizations to hire and fire according to the dictates of their faith, but the woman took World Vision to court arguing that it doesn't qualify for an exemption because it is not a church. The justices disagreed, ruling that the plaintiff's job included, quote, vital religious duties. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Religious freedom advocates are pointing out that four of the five most populous countries on earth persecute Christians. According to International Christian Concern, believers are under siege in China, India, Pakistan, and Indonesia. The U.S. is the only one of the top five countries where Christians are safe. About 41% of the world's population resides in China, India, Pakistan, and Indonesia. This is SRN News. YouTube is ready to start testing a new age verification system in the U.S.
YouTube will use artificial intelligence to distinguish between adults and minors based on their viewing habits. The tests, scheduled to begin Wednesday, initially affect a small portion of YouTube's U.S. audience. If successful, the system could become more widespread. It works when viewers are logged into their accounts regardless of the birth date entered. If flagged as under 18, users face restrictions like privacy warnings and limited video recommendations. John Scott reporting.
Delivery drones are supposed to be fast, yet the long-promised technology has been slow to take off in the U.S. More than 6 years after the FAA approved the first commercial home deliveries with drones, the service is still confined to a handful of suburbs. More at srnnews.com.